Hello and welcome to beautiful Piobico, Central Italy this morning.
Ciao, benvenuti tutti.
Today is Tuesday the 15th of February. It's about 9 a.m. and we've been up and getting stuff done. It's gorgeous outside. Another sunny day, the last sunny day, so says the Colonel on Rye 1.
Yes, but Jason is an American at heart because it's a sunny day and he's wearing like basketball shorts and slippers outside.
Hey, it's gorgeous out and
but we're sitting by the fire in the kitchen, so it's just kind of funny. Anyway,
it's been a great week. I hope your week has been wonderful, wherever you're listening to us from, whether it be the office pretending to work or the car stuck in traffic or on the treadmill.
Or on the train.
Thank you very much for downloading and tuning in. All right, let's get going this week. Go for it.
All right, so we went to the Festa dei Pedalari, the Wild Boar Cinghiale Meat Fest dinner and dancing, and that was held at the Piobico Sports Palazzo, so the big, like, gymnasium, and there was probably about 300 people there.
It was a good turnout for Piobico.
Big headlining music
going on, with a hysterical two guys and a woman, and it was awesome. It was
complete with accordion playing.
Absolutely.
And fog machine, so it was getting pretty snazzy up there.
Dinner was good. Lots of wild boar sauce for the pasta, wild boar in a umido or a kind of stewed wild boar.
Plus there was porchetta,
wild boar sausages. Not heavy on the veggies.
No.
The hunters not hunter festival not heavy on the veggies. Go figure.
Shocking. And then came the music.
Yeah. So the music started, and the first couple to go out was the pharmacist and his wife, who are ridiculously awesome dancers.
It was shocking. I thought, oh wow, look, they're coming out. That's sweet. And then it was like, whoa, fancy footwork. Look at them.
Follow it. And then slowly, you know, the next song, you know, there was 50 people out there. And the song after that, it was pretty much like everyone was out on, and everyone was really great.
Okay, we're talking, it was like out of a movie. The whole middle of what would be like the basketball court, if you will, was this mass of 100 or so, 150 Piobocese going in a counterclockwise huge circle.
Perfect. All together
and like all doing their own little waltz within this huge circle. It was phenomenal. And we thought, hey, let's join in. It looks like a good time.
It's cool. We can do it, you know?
Yeah, I got it on a...
Anyway, it was like being in a washing machine as we bumped into everyone. Oh, scusi. Oh, mi scusi. for about 30 seconds before we got spat out the other end.
Well, first, the pharmacist ended up waltzing right up to
us. Oh, yeah, well,
said,
you tell that part.
Slow, slow, quick. Oh, God, okay. All right, we're getting some pointers. Can we keep it up? And then that's when we got spit out the other side.
Well, little did we know everyone was kind of checking out the Americani, whether they could dance or not.
I got stopped going back to the seat by someone saying, oh, Ashley, if you would ever like to trade English lessons for waltz lessons, we would be happy.
I got stopped in the grocery store in Urbana yesterday saying, oh, do you know there are if you have a passion for dance, there is dance lessons available in Piobico and Urbana. So I guess...
I guess we made a fool of ourselves.
I guess so.
So, note to self. If you see them dancing that choreographed, do not enter unless you know how to swim across the deep end.
Oh, like when you have to take the test to
yes,
see if
for
you can swim
lifeguard.
In the deep
end? Exactly.
Oh, but definition of padellari.
Okay, so I think we kind of finally figured it out.
Go ahead.
Padella is a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make a rookie mistake and you miss, they call it you've made a pan. And so you've panned it. I fatto un
padella. And you're a pedalaro.
Yes. So what would you say that in English?
Like you airballed it.
Or you whiffed.
Yeah. A total whiff.
Okay. So we went to the dinner of the whiffers.
Okay.
What else?
Today we woke up early, and for lunch on Sunday, we got invited to the doctor's house, and I tried my hand at the castagnole, which is the fried dough of...
For Carnival.
Carnival of our area, and he gave me the okay because the doctor would... definitely tell me if they were no good.
This is true. And he wanted to keep some extras at the house. So that was a definite sign.
If they were no good, he would not have asked to keep some when we left. So today I made a double batch. I'm going to give it one more try. And we're going to bring it to the little market that is in Piobico on Tuesdays. And kind of just pass them out and offer them. Because God knows I don't need a lot of fried dough. Floating around the house.
Well, because they're fried in pork fat, like we talked about last week. So, straight strudel is delicious.
We tried frying them in oil. It does not work. It doesn't come out. They're just supposed to be fried in pork fat. You eat them once a year and do what we do. Make them and then give them away to people and let them...
Make friends with a butcher so you can order pork fat because it will make all the difference. And it is. They're so delicious. Drizzled with honey. Oh, my God.
So we're going to go make some friends in Piobico this morning.
Yes, yes.
I need some cheese from Fusciani, the meat guy, and get my hair cut.
Are you going to get any porchetta?
No, I am not getting porchetta today.
Tuesday's porchetta trek day in Piobico.
Not having any porchetta, thank you.
Well, we've been doing a lot of projects around the house.
Oh, we are pyromaniacs. We have done nothing but pile up dead leaves and sticks and burn them. It is so... I don't know. What's the word for it?
I don't know. Primal?
It's, like, so gratifying to watch this big pile of stuff burn.
It's awesome. It is. It's so crazy. I'm like, make it bigger.
You sit there with your pitchfork on the side of the road, and, you know, when someone drives by, you give them a little nod. Give you the approving nod. You're cleaning up and making... Everyone loves work here in the country.
Yeah, so they're happy to see us working as they drive by.
We want to do some painting. We'll get going here in a little bit. But we screwed up a little bit.
Yes.
When we moved in the house, the interior of the house was totally repainted. And we copied down the numbers for the paint, the numbers of all the colors. The problem is we copied down the pigment numbers, but not the quantities that they're in. So, you have yellow, whatever, 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 but we don't know the ratios, the percentages of each.
So we're basically screwed.
We'll figure it out. There's no Home Depot, so it's not like you can just bring your chips of paint in for them to computer color match it, and off you go. So we'll figure it out, but it's stressing me out because there are spots that need paint, and if we can't match these colors, then we have to repaint the entire room.
No way. We'll figure it out.
All right. From your lips to God's ears.
All right. So you want to move to Italy. Now what? We get this question all the time. Oh, we went to Italy. We want to move. What do we do?
Where do we begin?
So, our number one suggestion is to get enrolled in Italian lessons.
Nothing will help you more than just even beginning to understand the language. Because depending on where you want to move, English is not as well spoken as when you were on your holiday. And the places that serve to foreigners definitely speak different languages. So learn Italian. And it's a beautiful language. And it's not super difficult.
No, and whether you end up moving here or not, it's a great experience because every time you come to Italy, you will be able to speak a little bit. You'll have more fun. You'll get to chat with the locals a little.
You'll have a much different experience.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. So learn the language. Get enrolled in Italian lessons is our number one suggestion.
Number two, visit Italy in different times of the year. Most likely when you were here in Italy, it was May through September, October, the most beautiful place on earth during those months. And it's not always like that here. We thought, when we came in every season, and when we came here in the winter, it was very mild. And we thought when we came here, we were ready for cold weather, but it was beautiful. It was in the, you know, the 20s or the 60s every day. And we're like, all right, we think that Italy, the place we want to live, is going to be gorgeous year-round. Well, let me tell you, it's not California winters.
No, and it is. It's beautiful here. But in January and in February, old stone houses get cold and damp and they're hard to heat. So there's, and also depending on what time of the year that you would move here, if you decided you were moving in the winter, you have to think about wood and electricity and being prepared to handle a first winter deep in the countryside if you're not
in the city. To think about.
Absolutely. And when you come out on those trips, start meeting with different estate agents. Don't just meet with British or American or German. Meet with ones that are Italian.
Well, what is it? What is an estate agent?
Well,
realtor.
A realtor.
Yeah. And there's lots of different estate agents. And the reason we suggest an Italian estate agent is a lot of the times they're going to be from that area and know places that aren't necessarily publicized to be on the market. It's kind of like, oh, my cousin's father is selling this place. He just told me one day, and let's go take a look at it. Whereas foreign estate agents really don't have that, in my opinion, have those connections. And besides, you want to be connected with the Italians because you're moving to Italy. You're not moving to Italy to...
Yeah, you're moving to Italy to become Italian or to be with Italians. And also, I think for more so than when you would go through the buying process, that they would have more connections to the notaio, to the local people to help you get your documents taken care of.
My cousin has a friend who is in the office of the
bank,
and he will help you with this. This is how it works here, so... Do your homework, though, and go definitely meet with a few people and find someone who you trust and you feel comfortable with.
And on that same thought of doing your homework, if you can't make it out right away, start researching the hell out of it. Get online. There's so many resources available, like Expats in Italy, Modern Italian Network, lots of great sites that help connect you to either your ancestry if you want to look for citizenship that way, other information on getting your visa, to just stories from expats living here, to also understanding things like the cost of living and answering a lot of questions that people have.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're going to, this is something we didn't write down, but you're going to need a codice fiscale, or like a fiscal code or a social security number. You don't have to be a resident. You don't have to live in Italy. Anyone can get, they'll give anyone a fiscal code so they can take taxes. And with this number, it'll start the process of getting the other documents that you need. But even to get a cell phone here in Italy, you need a codice fiscale. You need a codice fiscale to open a bank account. It's a number that you must have. And you can get that at any if you go to the comune or the municipal office of whatever town you're in, they'll point you in the right direction.
And also I would say read different books by expats as well. It's a fun way to like put your mind in Italy. So Tim Parks is a great author who's British who wrote about moving to Verona and marrying an Italian. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say it, but Under the Tuscan Sun, the book is great. I wasn't a huge fan of the movie, but the book is really fun. And
but there's lots of travelogues and mm-hmm. travel diaries. Of
but it's fun just to get your mindset there and to start getting excited about it. I would say if you want to move to Italy, it is completely possible. There's lots of things that can stand in your way, but if you just keep knocking them down, you can live here.
Just think of it as a giant game that you have to figure out the rules as you go along. And just know that it's going to be frustrating sometimes, and you're going to want to pull your hair out, and you're not going to see the logic in any of it. But,
but it's possible.
It is possible. It's not something that's out of your zone, of possibilities.
realm
of possibility. Thank you. And last but not least, contact or go to the website of the Italian Consulate General's office and find the office that's closest to you. These are going to be the people who you are going to be applying for whatever type of visa that you fit into the category. And good luck.
Yes, good luck.
These will be the people that will make you tear your hair out, and you're just going to have to play the game.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. Living here is wonderful, and I wouldn't change another. I wouldn't change a day of it.
Nope. So, moving right along.
We're going to talk about how to get a coffee in Italy, because this is another
Can I get, you mean getting an espresso?
Well, no, you wouldn't ask for an espresso. When you walk into the bar, there's either one of two protocols.
Or chai tea macchiato.
No chai tea macchiato. No. No mochaccinos.
No.
If you go into an auto grill or sometimes one of the bigger bars, you'll have to go to the cashier and pay first. And then she'll give you, or he, will give you a receipt, which you then take to the bar and tell him what you want. If you go to some of the smaller ones that are on the streets, usually you order and then pay.
Now, along the lines of ordering and paying, in some places it can make a huge difference sitting versus standing.
In all city centers normally of the, you know, touristy areas or in the countryside, Tuscany of the touristy areas, the price between standing at the bar and taking your coffee or sitting down can be enormous.
Yes.
For example.
Yes. Okay. So in our area, out here, a cafe, just what you would think of as an espresso, is 80 cents. And cappuccino is like €1.10.
€1.10.
So, great. You could sit, you could stand.
It's the countryside, so it's much, much more laid back.
Totally. Now, if you go into Rome, per esempio, like we did with Jason's mom, and there was four of us, and we go and we get cappuccinos, and I think his mom got like a
yogurt,
and maybe we had two pastas, which are pastries. We go and sit down, and the total was
€35.
Yeah, so that is a
what would have been $5 or $6 here in our area is $35, all because we sat down. And if you stood up in that place, it would have been more along the lines of reality.
And in like Venice, in Rome, in these city centers, we're talking. Don't even lean.
Don't even put your tush next to a chair.
Yeah, no. Don't even. No leaning even.
But the bar is a great place to not only grab a coffee but use the bathrooms, as public toilets in Italy are scarce.
Wait, we didn't even say how to order a coffee.
We're getting there.
Oh, okay.
So when you walk up to order, you can order three or four different coffee drinks. You get a Cafe Normale, which is just a shot of coffee in the little espresso cups. You can get a Cafe Macchiato, which is the shot of coffee with a mark of milk on top. Or you can get a cappuccino or cappuccio, which is the shot of coffee with a lot of, like a cup of milk.
Uh-huh. Delicious.
The hardcore guys or the older hunter guys will get Cafe Corretto, which is the shot of coffee with corrected, they call it a corrected coffee, with either Sambuca, Grappa, whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Most traditional Sambuca.
Around here, yeah, which is an anise-flavored liqueur. Also, next to the bar will usually be a cabinet, warming cabinet, where they keep the pastries or the pasta, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you went up to, what kind of pasta do you usually order?
I would have a pasta vuoto, which is like a croissant without a plain croissant. Or sometimes maybe a pasta con Nutella,
which is the croissant with Nutella inside. Mm-hmm. They also have marmalata.
With jam.
They have ciambelle.
Oh, that's actually what I order. You're right. It's like a huge donut ring. Yeah?
Yeah, it's a donut.
And with sugar. It's delicious.
And it has a little lemony taste mm-hmm. to it. A lot of the pastas or breakfast croissant pastries usually have a little lemon rind in it, and it's really nice.
And sometimes you kind of dip it into your cappuccino. It's delicious.
All right, Ashley. Per esempio, you're going up to the bar. Order what you're going to take for prima colazione.
Ciao, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Vorrei avere un cappuccio e un pasta vuoto.
Okay, so she said, vorrei avere, I would like to have, a cappuccio or a cappuccino and a pot and a croissant plain.
Yes. Grazie.
And the bar is also
where I go to work for internet. It's my office.
A lot of bars have internet Wi-Fi. Also, in the early evenings, around 6, they become the place for the aperitivo hour.
Yes, and like in Urbana, there's 3 or 4 great little cafes or bars, and it's interesting because they all have different snacks at the aperitivo hour. Now, the place with the best snacks, we don't really know the people.
Not the best ambiance.
No, and they're kind of more the hipsters. But
they have the house music bumping.
Now, the place where we like all the people, the aperitivo hour, cozy.
But we still go to that place because
they're so nice.
They're great, and I love them. And I don't really care that much about the snacks. No. But know that when you order drinks, usually in Italy, you'll get some kind of snacks, usually peanuts and like
some chips.
Usually some type of little pieces of something, a sandwich. Or
mm-hmm.
It comes with little things. So.
Oh, and you can't really order a coffee to go.
Not really. You might see the waitresses bringing coffees on trays to the next shop next to the bar or down the road. But
they're always still the glass, ceramic dishes. It's great.
Yeah, coffee's meant to... a cafe is a sip and a half or two sips, and you're out of there.
You're on your way.
It is pretty much impossible to get a bad coffee in Italy, as I believe it's not allowed.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And so much so that when we drive, up north and we cross out of Italy, we always stop at the border to make sure we get one last good cafe until we return home, because man, it makes all the difference.
As far as the type of coffees we have here at the house, we don't have a machine to make coffee. We have what's called a mocha, and that's the stovetop percolator that works great, that most people have in their house. Makes a great cup of coffee.
We use Lavazza Oro.
We use Lavazza Cafe Oro in a gold wrapping. I like that one. We're trying to switch coffee companies this year to go to Pascucci, which is a local, what would you call a place that does beans? Azienda?
I don't know. Coffeeria?
Coffeeria. Get out of here. But cafe is definitely to Italy as...
I don't even know.
Soda is to America?
Sure. It's every day. It's delicious.
And you don't worry about thinking that the coffee is too small, because you'll be taking five to seven a day. No, we don't take that.
No, but...
I'm good for four.
Sure. Always after lunch, after every meal.
Definitely.
All right. So, anything else?
Anything else that we want to talk about this week? No.
I know. Let's get right to work.
Let's go get back to work. I know it's time to start frying pastry to go head into town. We're going to do our little phrase of the week. The phrase that pays. Our proverbi italiani. You want to do this week's one?
Amici e vini sono meglio vecchie.
And that translates to?
Friends and wine are better with age.
That is true. Wives, too.
Arrivederci!
Thank you very much. Oh, let's throw our website, Google, all that stuff.
You can find us at latavolamarche.com, LatavolaMarche.com, or at latavolamarche.blogspot.com. You can download us on iTunes, which is probably where you found us. Please leave comments. You can find us on Facebook and like us. And thank you guys so much for your comments you've been leaving and the star ratings on iTunes. It's wonderful. We're actually right now in the top 10 if you type in Italy podcasts. So, looking good. Thank you guys for your help.
That's crazy.
I know.
Next week, have we thought about what we're going to do, what we're talking about next week, or anything coming up that we're going to do? More cleaning, more getting
Carnival.
Ready. Carnival's coming up. Mm-hmm. Exactly 1 month until our... No, that's not true.
No, 25th.
25th of March is our first guest this year, so...
Dun-dun-dun!
Dun-dun-dun! Tons to do, and it's going to be another beautiful day. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening. Till next week, arrivederci.
Ciao.